This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Hong Kong's streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters clad in black and marching Sunday against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. The protest comes after Hong Kong authorities suspended the proposal indefinitely, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
A show of force by protesters in Hong Kong after authorities suspended but did not kill a controversial extradition bill. Their message, just pausing the bill, isn't good enough. Many are concerned the bill means they risk being extradited to China with its politicized judicial system. Edwin Chung is a Hong Kong resident.
This is an end game. This is almost like an overnight change of Hong Kong. If this bill is being passed, it would change Hong Kong forever.
There was a real question if the decision to suspend the proposal would help satisfy protester demands. After today's turnout, it's clear that many are still unhappy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Protesters are also calling for the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, a pro-Beijing leader, to step down. Many blame her for the violence that erupted during protests last week. Amid rising tension in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday, Washington will guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz through diplomatic talks or military intervention, contending again that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. The strait handles as much as a third of the world's oil supply. Iran has rejected the U.S. accusation that it was responsible for the attacks on the two ships. This is VOA News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committees, was also asked about the attacks on the tankers. Interviewed on CBS's Face the Nation, he said they need a response.
Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
President Trump said Friday that if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, it's not going to be closed for long, but did not elaborate. Meanwhile, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country will continue to curtail its compliance with a nuclear deal unless other global powers that entered the agreement show positive signals. Iran began reducing its commitment in May after Washington unilaterally withdrew from the accord. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar early this week, amid high expectations of a breakthrough in the nearly year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country. A top Sudanese general vowed Sunday to send to the gallows those who carried out a deadly crackdown on protesters earlier this month that killed dozens and left hundreds wounded. Thousands of protesters who had camped outside the Khartoum military headquarters for weeks were violently dispersed by armed men in military fatigues on June 3rd, according to witnesses. Doctors linked to the protest movement say more than 100 people were killed that day, while the health ministry put the nationwide death toll at 61. India has hiked tariffs on 28 goods imported from the United States as a trade spat between the two countries intensifies. The retaliatory move came days after Washington removed New Delhi from a list of countries that have preferential access to its markets. Experts fear the growing tensions could cast a shadow over a deepening India-U.S. strategic partnership that aims to counter China's growing influence in the region. The U.S. Census Bureau released a report about fathers this week, just in time for Father's Day Sunday. It found more than 60% of the 121 million adult men in the U.S. were fathers. About three-quarters were married. Almost 13% of dads were divorced, and 8% had never been married. Men with kids tended to be more educated than those without. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.